I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Joining me on the phone right now to talk about Eastern Kentucky storm relief efforts is Bluegrass Chapter of the American Red Cross spokesman Wynn Stevens. Some very dark days ahead for the folks throughout Kentucky who were victims of the storms and tornadoes. And obviously, Lexington wants to step up and help and just sort of assess where we are with that.
Yes, Alan, well, thanks for having me on. And Lexington always wants to step up and help. You know, we've got a great community full of wonderful people here. We've been very, very busy ever since this storm happened on Friday evening, providing shelters for those who lost their homes and don't have a place to stay, providing mobile feeding so that we can go out and find people and give them something to eat to help sustain them as this is going on, conducting damage assessments so we learn just exactly how widespread all of this damage has been. And we're also working to make sure our first responders have something to eat and to drink and stay as comfortable as we can make them during this response. So it's we're currently operating in six counties out of our Lexington office, and it is a big operation with lots of devastating damage right now.
And when have you personally been out to some of these sites?
I have. I actually got to West Liberty in Morgan County on Friday evening. Spent the night there working with our first responders and trying to get a sense of the immensity of the damage, and was there through Saturday morning, and so kind of at the very earliest stages of this, and the destruction is just unimaginable. There have been lots of photos and videos and things like that coming out describing it, but I can tell you they just do not do justice. You just can't capture it in a photograph exactly how terrible this tornado has been.
And Wynn, for you, in your line of work, you do get to go to a lot of disaster scenes, unfortunately, from time to time. And so, you know, for you to say that, it obviously must have made quite an impact.
It did, Alan. There are times in our lives where we wish we didn't experience something, and I only had to see this and wished I hadn't had to be a part of it. I can't imagine the folks who actually lived through it. You know, everything from, I mean, a complete town has been destroyed in West Liberty, and families who are bringing loved ones to the triage center in their car, only to be told that they had passed and there was nothing more that could be done for them. To families that had gotten, were not together when the storm hit the town, and trying to find one another and all those things. And it's really tragic. And the only thing, honestly, that kind of helps you get through these times is the uplifting spirit of those folks who are stepping forward to help. I mean, our volunteers are just amazing. We have a group of 300 trained volunteers who come forward when this stuff happens, and they're in and out of our office all hours of the day, heading over there, and the folks that are making contributions to help us sustain these operations are really making a difference in keeping us going.
Well, and speaking of that, how can the community in Lexington, how can they help this situation?
The absolute best thing that they can do, the quickest thing they can do, and the most immediate thing in terms of impact they can do is to make a financial contribution. And there's lots of ways you can do that. If the American Red Cross is an organization you would like to support, you can text the word Red Cross, all one word, to 90999, and that's an automatic $10 donation. If you want to donate more than $10, you can text it more than once. You can visit redcross.org. On the top right-hand corner, you'll see a Donate Now button. You can select that and click Disaster Relief. And you can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation. In central Kentucky, you can go to any Fifth Third Bank or any central bank and drop off a check. And you can also mail something to our office at 1450 Newtown Pike in Lexington, and that's 40511.
All right, Wynn, I guess I got one more final question. You've been out there to survey damage. Just give people an idea how long it's going to take before there is an established normal back there.
Alan, I try not to be overly dramatic when I do these things, but I'll be honest with you. I don't know that there will ever be a normal there again. I don't know that West Liberty will ever be the same as it was. I honestly can't believe that there are more than a few buildings in the downtown business district that are even going to be salvageable. It's it's immense, and it's going to be years before I think things feel whole again, and I'm not sure they'll ever be back to where they were.
When I know you've got very important work to keep on going, and we appreciate you taking some time to fill our listeners in on the situation, and Godspeed.
Thank you very much, Alan, and thanks to all of the listeners and supporters and volunteers and everybody that stepped forward.